Healthy relationships in times of coronavirus pandemic and during the war in Ukraine. Scripture is taken from Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8. Listen to the word of God. Everything has its time. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Let us pray. Dear merciful Father, in spite of the social distancing and physical disconnect we're having to experience, help us through this difficult time of the coronavirus pandemic and war in Ukraine to have good, healthy relationships with one another and with you. The world has been confronted with a time of wars and disease. This has thrown our social structure in disarray. It has even caused us as human beings to have to evaluate our relationships with one another and with God. It reminds me of a story. A man was moving into a new house when he heard the next door neighbor's dog moaning and groaning. He asked the owner of the dog what was the problem with his dog. The owner of the dog said that the dog was lying on a nail. That's how some of us are in our relationships with one another. We would rather continue to moan and groan and not remove the nail to put the relationship right. Good, healthy relationships can achieve three things. Firstly, it determines our happiness, and it can be the greatest source of pleasure or the greatest source of pain. Psychologists say that most of our emotional problems are rooted in wrong relationships. In fact, many suicides come from unhealthy relationships. Secondly, it determines our success. And has been said that the most important skill for anyone to have in the working environment is the ability to get along with people. Thirdly, it determines our character. What you are in 3 years from now will depend on what you think and feed your mind with and the people you relate to. Scripture has something to say about this in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Listen to what it says. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Who is Harry? Who is Harry's parents? What do they do for a living? The reason that mothers ask their children such questions is because they understand that who we spend our time with shapes us. Now, God, who created us, is concerned about our ability to get along with one another. He's also concerned about our families, our jobs, our school life, our church, and interaction with our neighbors. The coronavirus is exposing the real state of all our relationships. Some are being strengthened and some, unfortunately, depleted. This disease is causing havoc on all levels of relationships in our society. Schools have been closed, various firms, stores, and even the church. What does God want to teach us with this coronavirus pandemic? On the one hand, He has called us to build our lives and our relationships on the foundation of His love. And on the other hand, He has allowed the coronavirus to stop us from interacting with one another so that we are unable to fully display His love. Thus, we come to the realization that all that we say is ineffective. All that we know is incomplete. All that we believe is insufficient. All that we give is insignificant, and all that we accomplish is inadequate. And so we are left with only one option, and that is to wait on the Lord and be patient. How long will it take for the coronavirus pandemic to be behind us? And when it is eventually behind us, will we have learned how to have and keep good, healthy relationships? Or will the coronavirus so splinter our love for one another that some of us will have to find the way back to discover new healthy relationships? One thing we know, however, is that God is and will always be patient with us. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, it tells us love is patient and kind. What an incredible beginning to the qualities of love. Who else could know that than God Himself, through His experience in dealing with men and women over thousands of years of disobedience, rebellion, and stubbornness? How has God coped with us? Simply because God is love, and love is patient. If we want to have good, healthy relationships, before we do anything, we're going to have to start learning to be patient with Him. And while we are waiting and learning, God will be compassionate towards us and deliver us from the sickness and war and suffering and the large quantities of people dying. The next time you bow your head and close your eyes to pray, or even just to meditate in your heart, just remember to think in your mind about the person you are most impatient with. As you think of that person, think of yourself and how God has had to demonstrate His patience with you. No one really knows how long the corona disease or the war in Ukraine will last, but our opening scripture says everything has its time. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Let us pray against the coronavirus and the war in Ukraine. Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name and authority of Your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You for this new day. Thank You for waking us up this morning, no matter what state we found ourselves in. We have the privilege of acknowledging You as our God. We proclaim Your reign in our lives, in our nation, and throughout the earth. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. In Your name, we release the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Preserve us and embrace us. We pray for the wisdom for our political leaders and for the safety of the people who work directly on the corona front and all those affected by the war in Ukraine. Deliver us from all fear, Lord, and replace that fear with our faith in Your word. Jehovah Rapha, he who heals us, the great physician. We bring before you all those who are sick and affected by this virus. We pray for a complete healing for those people. Lord, we are not afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the fear that threatens us in the daytime, nor of this coronavirus that threatens the resources of this world. Whatever evil the enemy plans for us, make it good for your children. For you, God, have not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and prudence. Lord, we give you all praise, honor, and glory. You are wonderful, wonderful. There is no one like you, for you are our refuge and our fortress. In you, we confidently trust to bring the coronavirus and the war in Ukraine to an end. We pray all this in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Philip.